Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, ready for this intro?
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning forward because my back hurts.
Mm-hmm. Mine does too. That's why I'm leaning like this.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all, we are talking about blasting off creativity.
Mayonnaise.
Dude, we discovered that we each love Dukes at the same time.
Yes, and you'll hear that moment.
You'll hear it.
It's
also
beautiful.
You're also gonna hear the moment that my pre-workout kicks in. and I'm gonna upload this video onto YouTube, and then you can see it hit.
Yes.
Like a fucking scientific experiment.
Yes. And we did a lot of laughing of this one. You get to hear. I mean, I know that like when y'all logged on today to listen to Y'all Gay, your main goal was to know everything Allie's ever masturbated with. And you're going to learn that today.
And you're going to hear me say, stop. No.
Allie, no.
Nope. Uh-uh. God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a really fun one.
It's a really fun one.
Blast off, listen to it loud at work.
Yeah, I want to say before we get into the episode, thank you so much for everyone who shared my video. It's the first time. Yeah, I've got over 3 million views.
It's really exciting, Allie.
It's really exciting. I really appreciate everybody commenting and sharing and
liking it. That's the way this game is played.
And I will this weekend be in Greensboro, North Carolina at the Idiot Box at 8:30 on the 18th and 19th. And on the 20th at 7, I will be in Raleigh at Goodnight's Comedy Club. And I would love to see y'all there. I'll have merch and my new magnets with me.
Now, that's what we love to hear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Enjoy.
You're gay.
Bon appetit.
Hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say, y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Oh, you know, Allie, last time, excuse me, you could probably see hanging over the door is my latest Dyke Stitch.
It's so great.
Thank you, friend. We were talking about the creative act, a way of being.
Oh, I just saw that was a picture of a titty.
I thought that too. I thought that too. I was like, that's a nipple.
You're always on my mind.
You're always on my mind.
Mind.
Okay. I want to read something if that's okay.
Yes. Well, the actual listeners right now may not know what you're talking about ever. Did you mention that in the last full episode?
Thank you so much.
You mentioned that on the Patreon.
I think maybe a couple episodes ago. So I got this book recommended to me by several friends. And it's by Rick Rubin, who's a record producer who actually doesn't play any instruments. He's also a very kind of a pretty cool spiritual man. God, watch him be canceled next week. But the book is all about finding your creativity, whether you're like a creative, quote unquote. I can't believe I said that on a podcast, quote unquote. But it's just about being a human and being creative and like tapping into that energy.
Love it.
So the object isn't to make art. It is to be in that wonderful state which makes art inevitable. So it's kind of about a lot of it is like self-awareness, listening, patience, having the beginner's mind. A lot of it is like Buddhism. Here's the everyone is a creator that I just loved. I won't read all of it, but this is like the first page that really hooked me in.
All right.
Those who excuse me, I'm a little nervous.
Oh,
Those who do not engage in the traditional arts might be wary of calling themselves artists. They might perceive creativity as something extraordinary or beyond their capabilities, a calling for the special few who are born in these gifts. Fortunately, this is not the case. Creativity is not a rare ability. It is not difficult to access. Creativity is a fundamental aspect of being human. It is our birthright, and it's for all of us. Creativity doesn't exclusively relate to making art. We all engage in this act on a daily basis. To create is to bring something into existence that wasn't there before. It could be a conversation, the solution to a problem, a note to a friend, the arrangement of furniture in a new room, a new route home to avoid a traffic jam. What you make doesn't have to be witnessed, recorded, sold, or encased in glass to be a work of art. And I thought, what a wonderful way to live.
Life. Yeah.
What a wonderful mindset to just return to when, you know, you're feeling stuck or just kind of bland.
Yeah.
And a way to approach the day. So like when I'm texting you about bullshit and tits and your mom's texting me about shaking a lizard, then.
Well, we told our patrons about that. And I think.
Listen, that's a Patreon exclusive.
It's a Patreon exclusive. Okay.
So, okay. I don't know what to tell y'all.
Have a new fragrance that's a Patreon exclusive. So.
Yeah. So we might launch that in a couple of months. But first, it is like, it's like pre-sale tickets. It's Patreon exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, you are not going to want to miss this fragrance, and you are going to feel foolish. You are going to feel very foolish.
If you miss out on this.
It's like, you know, Allie and I are getting ready to start a stadium tour, much like Taylor Swift.
Yes, super similar.
Everyone is going to be trading friendship bracelets. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be sayings like shaking the lizard and the name of our fragrance. And they're actually going to be trading fragrances.
Mm-hmm. Puppy breath. There'll be ones that say that.
Oh, I mean, puppy breath is for general.
Yeah, that's general audience.
Yeah. But our Patreon exclusives will know.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, you know, Allie and I talked about on the Patreon about how we are ready to make you all millionaires.
Yes, we are.
Yes. And if you're not a Patreon member, you might be a millionaire right now, or you might not. And you're probably wondering,
if you're a millionaire and you listen to this every week and you're not a Patreon member,
man, fuck you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame
man.
On you, man.
I don't even have air conditioner in this bitch. It's hot. I stink.
We work really hard on this every week. If you are a millionaire and you have not joined the Patreon.
And it's like, you know, if you're a millionaire, man, how did you do it? Were you just really good with money? Where do you work? Are they hiring?
Yeah.
These are the questions that we need to know. But honestly, we don't.
I just met with a financial coach, and with rent.
This is
everything.
Not a bit. This is not a bit.
No, this is not a bit. I really did meet with a financial coach, and we found out that I spend more than I make every month. So, you know.
Oh, I know that.
You know what I mean?
Well, does your financial advisor give you like tips on like, hey, if you invest this into a 401k or this Roth IRA?
So we're working on getting my credit card debt down, and then that we're going to do that. I have an IRA.
How much does she cost to advise? Where are her rates?
I am not sure how much she costs.
Well, let me know, because I need some help.
No, she's wonderful. And her name is Mary Rose Moran. You can find her on Instagram at Hey Fans, is what her thing is. And she's wonderful. She's been a friend of mine for many, many years. We were
probably not as long as like I've been your friend, though.
No, I met you before I met Mary Rose.
Okay. Just had to put her in check.
Okay.
Nice try,
but
it was so helpful,
and it's just like, it was so, I didn't feel judged, because I was like a little kind of feeling a little embarrassed, you know, and it feels like it's going to be manageable now. And
I was working on getting my pre-approval, and I wrote off a lot, because this year was really kind of a tough one. And I thought I made more. And then they were like, you actually made $15,000 less. And I was like, ooh, that's a bite. but in W-2 work. And they were helping me. And they're like, don't file your taxes yet. And my accountant, the guy that does it, was like, hey, can we file this? Like, what's up? What's going on? And the strike is going on. I could use that refund. And I've never heard back from them.
I got my refund, got headshots.
I just filed mine. Finally, I was like, fuck y'all then. I feel ghosted. But maybe they're just crunching those numbers, you know?
Maybe they'll be like,
hey, listen, ding dong, with this strike. I mean, obviously, I couldn't purchase now, but I think once my goal is by February.
Cool.
That's my damn goal. So I'd love to talk to your financial advisor.
Yeah, she's so awesome. Like 10 years ago, she had a ton of debt and she like just sat down and went through everything and then has managed to get herself completely student loans, everything.
I want to know what I found out. Last night at dinner, I had dinner with friends.
What did you find out?
Rich people are always filing for bankruptcy every year, like so many times. My friend was like, yeah, I don't know what to do. I might file bankruptcy. And my other friend was like, yeah, but then your credit is dinged. And he's like, yeah, but you, in 3 years, you can build it back and you start over again with debt.
Yeah, like, that's true. Damn. My dad's filed a bunch.
That's how rich people do it, man.
Yeah.
And he still got his car.
He has a new truck, but well, it's a very old truck, as in like, I think like low a 2012 miles. Or something, but low miles.
This is the low miles you got to look for.
Looks like it's straight off the showroom floor.
Man, that's nice. When somebody takes care of their vehicle, low miles. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. So that's been great. Oh, man.
You eating cheese crackers by your bed, friend?
No, those are animal crackers. I'm in my Aunt Mandy's room right now. So,
okay, so she's been eating animal crackers by the bed.
Mm-hmm. But I also was, headboard. We have more animal crackers and I've also been eating animal crackers by the bed.
Now I bought a big box of family size, cheese nips to bring to the beach. And I have been eating those by my bed. Yep. I have opened them before the beach.
Oh, they're so yummy.
They're a little greasy and I'm enjoying
it. I've been eating so much, crab since I've been down here at the beach. I just farted and I think it smells like a seahorse.
No.
What I would imagine a seahorse fart would smell like.
Don't.
Ain't nobody ever done a seahorse fart.
Stop.
Okay.
I already stink. You're just ripping them. Mandy's room? Are you ripping farts in your Aunt Mandy's
room? Mandy's room? Yes, I am.
On her pillows? You're right at her headboard.
And they treated me to dinner.
Allie, you're right at her headboard.
Yes, I am.
So you're right where she sleeps. You're like, fuck you, Aunt Mandy. Treat me to another crab dinner. Seahorse fart your ass.
Oh my gosh.
But that's great, friend. Y'all having a nice time.
We are having a nice time. Really good time. We went to dinner with Woody, and who Woody is Woody.
Yes. Yes. I've been wanting to know. Okay. Non-Patreon listeners, we're going to catch up.
So Woody was my mama's very best friend and like the first and one of two gay men I knew growing up. And I didn't know women could be gay, but I knew men could because of Woody.
And women were not allowed to be gay in the 90s.
No, not especially not in the South.
Only five people got vouchers. Only five women got vouchers to be gay in the 90s.
Yeah, it was Rosie O'Donnell. Melissa Etheridge, Ellen,
Katie Lang, and Tracy Chapman.
And that was it. And that was all. That was the only lesbian people that were allowed to be lesbian in the 90s. But it was just so great to see him. Like, he was just such a big part of my childhood. The first drag show I ever saw was in my living room as Woody doing Madonna. Did my hair and makeup for my pageants. For my first couple of pageants, I looked like a tiny drag queen.
Reba McEntire, I remember that.
The Reba McEntire, Woody was my coach for that. And when I told him I wanted to sing, Woody said, I can't teach singing. I can only teach lip syncing. And so I did a basically drag performance directed by Woody. We're talking about tonight. We just had such a great dinner and a nice time just seeing each other. And I was reminding some stuff from my childhood. And
when did he remember the share cutout of your mama?
We didn't talk about that.
That was about a court case, y'all. Don't worry
that
about
was
it.
A court case.
Pretty hurtful moment, but it was good, and he was nice, and everybody
was so
happy.
Funny. He's so freaking funny. We're sitting there and we're eating, and we're talking about like gay stuff, and
you got to talk about gay stuff.
You
got to
talk about gay stuff when you're eating crab cakes. And Woody all of a sudden just goes, "You know, I don't really like gay people very much." He's the most flamboyant, biggest gay man. Like, no way could anybody not know Woody is so gay. And he was like, "You know, I just don't really like gay people that much." And I was like, he said,
"Go on.
Gay men can just be too much, and some they just want too much attention."
What? He's literally a pageant coach.
I know.
Woody.
I just died laughing. And then he asked me to please come back here and come stay with him. He has a really cute house in Beaufort, North Carolina. And then said, "I think we can get a
shout out to Beaufort." Shout out to Beaufort.
Shout out to Beaufort, North Carolina. That's right where Blackbeard's boat went down.
That's real?
Yeah, Blackbeard's ship is out not too far out in Beaufort. You can take a tour. And it'll be like, "I'm right there."
Is it the real ship or a replica?
Well, they have pirate tours that is a replica or whatever, but then they'll take you to where Blackbeard's boat sank.
So there was real pirates.
Oh yeah, there was real pirates. And they all the houses that are close to the water have these little balconies, and they're called widow walks, because the women would like stand out there and wave for goodbye to their husbands. And then a lot of times their husbands wouldn't come back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, okay. So have people found treasure? There were pirates. Like when they're like digging up a sewer main, they're like,
I mean, probably, I don't know. Cause I went on a ghost tour one time when I was little. And there's some scary pirate shit about pirate ghosts and stuff.
But they're rapists.
All pirates?
Yes.
Well, shit.
They're bad people. They're pirates.
I don't know why I sound so disappointed. I've never been into pirates in my entire life.
Because you think it's a Halloween costume or a cereal.
And I just bought Lena a postcard that's all pirate. And she's been pretending to be a pirate.
Well, she's pretending to be a sexual abuser.
2.5
Okay, wait. So it is like pirates, like Pirate Bay, Pirate Cove.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Arg,
this.
Matey.
I didn't know this. Please fill me in.
Well, I think I've told you pretty much all the information I have.
Well, I think I'm titillated now.
Ooh.
Okay, so tell me about the pirate ghost story.
Oh, I don't even remember. I went when I was really young with my Uncle Brian, and it scared the shit out of us. Like, it was one of those things where it's like, "Oh, you definitely should not take small children to this." And we all went and scared the shit out of us, but we loved it. I don't remember all of the ghost stories. But tomorrow we're going to Shackleford Island.
Now tell me about Shackleford.
Well, it's where the wild ponies are.
Real wild ponies
all over that island, and like there's no dogs.
Don't tell your daddy he'll be trying to breed them.
He'll be trying to get over there.
Like, I gotta get over there.
I gotta get over there. Gotta get me a pony. Oh my god, dude, did I tell you? So I was in, daddy and my stepmom Patricia took me to dinner.
Shout out to Patricia, shout out to daddy.
Mm-hmm. Because I had cooked everybody meatloaf the night before, and I paid for everything and made dinner for the family. And
that's nice.
Thank you. And they wanted to thank me, so they took me out for a steak dinner. And dad is doing that the whole time we're in the restaurant, and the restaurant's packed, like, and like, he really can't help it. Like, he can't not do it. But there were people like whipping their heads like so mad.
Bitch, I wish they would. I wish they would have said something.
And
I would
then
have
the
lost
fire it. Alarm went off. And I think we saw these women complaining about my dad and the fire alarm, and they got their meal for free. That's how bad my dad's throat clearing is. And I felt kind of bad because I was like, Daddy, can you please just like, and he was like, I can't help it, sis. I can't help it. And I felt so bad.
And it probably made it worse because he was probably really nervous.
Yeah. Apparently what it is it's a tick. Dad said it really ramped up from COVID. And I was like, pretty sure I remember you doing this my whole life, but okay. Yeah, but it's a tick and he can't help it.
So y'all going to Pony Island?
Yes, we're going to Pony Island tomorrow. And it's a really great place. You can find huge conch shells and you can find beautiful sand dollars. And do not worry, we never take live sand dollars. You only take the ones that have washed up and have already dried and are white. A regular sand dollar is more brown when it's alive. Now, when it's white, it's got a harder shell and it's dead and you can have that one.
I forget that they're real things. They're alive
and they're
things.
Good luck.
I have a few. I'm looking at one right now.
Do you feel lucky?
I might.
Man, I've only masturbated one time.
Come on, Allie. God damn it.
Out the magic wand, but that buzz is so loud there's no way to do it and for someone not to know.
Ooh, Allie, come on, man. You hit that out of nowhere. You just came at it.
I just thought about it.
Well, you're also sharing a room with your mom. You think about masturbating while your mom's in the shower or something?
No, but sometimes when she stresses me out, I'm like, I could use a little quick rub one. Just to
quick
calm rubble. calm down, try not to snap at anybody, you know.
You're slapping so you ain't snapping.
I'm slapping it so I ain't snapping, you know. You gotta slap it so you don't snap it.
I'm slapping and snapping it. If you don't want me to snap it, I need to slap it.
Slap it. Allie, that on a shirt.
I need to take a break because I'm about to snap it.
I'm gonna have to go in the bedroom and slap it.
If this bed's slapping, don't come a knocking. If this boat's a rocking, this boat's a slapping. Go ahead.
My video's up to over 3 million views.
Fuck you, man. That's tight.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm so excited. I did a character video and I have a lot of characters that I used to do on stage and stuff, but I haven't done in a long time.
I'm like, what hashtags did you use? It caught on like wildfire. It's the character, really.
Thank you, bud. She's a professional hobby horser. Hobby horsing, which is actually a real sport in Europe. But some of the people from Finland are coming after me a little bit. They're like, this is not a Finnish accent. This is a German accent. And I'm like, well, if you heard my real accent, everybody would be proud of me.
I'm proud of you. I had a guy comment on my post today about milk jug titties on cars. He goes, how is this funny? And I said, your mom thought it was funny last night. And then I did the whole thing. I'm like, thank you. It's only got 3,000 views.
Well, that's so good, bud.
Dude, 3 million views.
That's insane. You're
the new Matt Rife.
I brought my hobby horse home with me just in case this video did well. So I might have to get my niece
If you're going to Pony Island tomorrow?
I don't have it with me at the beach, though.
Brought your magic wand.
Yeah.
And you didn't think you'd bring your hobby horse?
Maybe I should just ride that.
No.
With my mom and aunt in the background.
I'm massaging myself. But that's really great, friend. I'm really proud of you and I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. I did feel bad though. There
was that real money on. I can't figure out how to do it.
But I don't know how to do it either.
Ask your financial advisor.
Yes. How do I do the real
money?
I did. I've never done it before, but I knew it was already getting a lot of views. And I was like, I really want to go viral for my first time. So I boosted the reel. And I just said I wouldn't spend any more than, and I said I want profile visits. And I have gotten over 1,000 more followers so far.
Maybe I should do that.
So I,
but also, did you, okay, go ahead.
Didn't cost that much.
Did you reshare the video like I told you to on your Facebook, on the TikTok, and YouTube Shorts?
I have to figure out how to do the YouTube Shorts.
YouTube is really easy.
And the Facebook one, I was trying to figure out, do I go and should we talk about this now? Do I go and share it?
Well, if y'all listeners know how to fucking help us, please.
Listen, we're trying to go viral over here.
We're trying to go viral. We need your millionaire help.
Yes, listen, millionaires, please help us.
I need to talk to Lisa Curry because she figured it out. But there's like a way where you share it as a reel as well. On Facebook and then just share it. But I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know, friend. I'm gonna boost some stuff.
Boost it, man.
Boost it. I'm gonna boost that. Dude, that's awesome.
So I think I'm gonna start doing more characters.
I can't believe you're going on tour with Matt Rife and Martin Amini.
Who?
He's opening for Matt.
Oh, okay.
I know this because I get sponsored ads for them.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. But damn, that's great, man.
Yeah.
I need to do more characters too.
But I felt bad because this one girl that she was like, this is just making fun. And as a hobby horser, we get bullied a lot. And like, I felt sad for like a teenage girl to feel like I was bullying her. So I said, you know, I'm so sorry you're offended. And I'm really, really sorry that you get bullied.
But I ain't taking this down. It's got 3 million.
Oh, it ain't taking it down. Hell no. But I was like, I just want you to know that like I saw the hobby horse videos and I think they're so cool. And I just thought it would be a fun parody to make, that it was not my intention to.
It's a parody.
And then somebody else was like, comedians don't need to apologize. And I was like, I know I don't have to apologize, but when
I'm a nice person,
a child, yeah, a grown up that wants to say something weird can suck my ass, but
suck my best friend's ass.
But children, I never ask them to suck my ass.
Children, no.
Children,
adults, yes.
Zero ass sucking. I don't care how good of a hobby horser you are.
Stop. We need a counter. We need like a ding, ding, ding. Neil, can you add that?
Yeah, just can you ask. Add a ding, Neil? every time Ever tells me to stop.
We know that you got a full plate right now, but could you add a ding? Dude, I took a pre-energy. I took a pre-workout.
Oh, man.
It's hidden.
I could tell in your eyes, man.
Okay, can you? I just looked at myself in the recording. And I was like, I look crazed.
I was like, Ever must have had another Celsius because I know they had no cocaine.
It's worse than Celsius. It's the pre-workout powder.
Are you going to work out? Are you just trying to get through the rest of your day?
I'm going to work out after my work meeting.
Okay. Does it make your jaw like?
No, but it makes my face tingle.
Makes your face tingle. That seems healthy.
Feels like my eyes are swelling up.
I could tell in your eyes.
I had a work meeting, I pushed it back just now. I said I can't make it.
Yeah,
sorry.
There you go. Sorry.
What are you gonna do? Fire me? I'm fired in a week. I'm a pre-workout.
I'm a pre-workout, man.
Sour apple, bitch.
Man.
Sour apple. You know, when you see like a dog when their eyes glaze over right before they start humping.
Right before they start humping, yeah. That's ever on pre-workout.
I was like, I feel fucking weird.
You better pick up a weight before you start humping something.
I feel a little high.
Wow.
I bet if I did pre-workout and I got high.
I don't know. You'd probably be calling me having a panic attack, man.
Hometown
you might have
hero,
to go to the hospital.
Hometown hero, if you're listening, I would love a Delta 9, Delta 8 strain to take with my pre-workout. And then I would like to take a nice drive on the 101. Actually, I'm kidding because I don't want to be driving while I'm high.
No, that's not a good job. But I want to stay out of my hometown hero.
Oh, I'll send you mine.
Oh, you haven't been using it?
No.
No. Yeah, I use it. And then since I've been home, I haven't really been smoking weed because I don't only have a little bit, but I just haven't really been. And so like sometimes at night, I'll just take like half of one.
Oh, I'll be taking those halves every now and then. And that's for damn sure.
That's for sure, man.
Y'all, we are not sponsored by Hometown Hero. But
we'd like to be.
Yeah. If y'all know anything about social media and you know anybody at Hometown Hero or any kind of edible.
Yeah.
I think we give an honest review.
We do give an honest review. And this is my review.
We enjoy Hometown Hero. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
From when we were in Austin.
Yep.
Oh my God. We were laughing so hard in that photo booth.
Yeah. And then when somebody was trying to talk to us and then there was that weird music video playing and we were just like laughing in their face.
What was that man that stopped us?
Yeah, there's
he
a
wanted
man.
To ask, he asked us about something about women. I don't even remember.
I forgot.
Something about women. And I'm like, I know we look like we know everything there is to know about women, but we're actually very high right now.
I mean, Hometown Hero. You'll take it with friends. You're going to have a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a lightweight like myself, if you take the little indica before bed, you will not be able to sleep until you rub your feet together and breathe deeply and remind yourself that you took an edible. Then you will eventually fall asleep and have anxiety dreams. And I don't know how to explain it, but you'll wake up with like a metallic feeling in your ears. Then you're going to be groggy for about 4 hours. Now, if you take the whole thing, just forget it. You're going to wake up high. If you take the boozy kind that's supposed to be a sativa or a hybrid mix or the cotton candy one, forget it. Cancel your plans for a day and a half. You will feel dazed, confused, a little sleepy, irritable, funny, giggly.
What about, did you try that HHB one or whatever?
Mm-mm. Some of them I haven't opened.
Yeah. So those are fuck you up more than anything. And I'm going to recommend taking HHB, get out your magic wand and blast yourself through the ceiling and get ready for blast off.
Is that a Hometown Hero or is that like a strain?
It's a Hometown Hero. It's one of the things that came in our package. It's called like some type of strain.
Do you remember the tube?
It doesn't have a tube. It has a pack.
Because I got the sun and the moon pack.
That's beautiful.
I can't wait to try it. I can't wait to see what else was in there.
Oh, I wonder if we got different things or if they did the same in every one.
I'll show you once we're off. HHB.
Yeah, I think it's called HHB.
HHB.
Yeah.
And then you just blast off. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're getting ready to go blast yourself.
Take a Hometown Hero first.
Okay. So see, that was a good, honest review. We're not being mean. We're just being honest.
We're honest.
If we were sponsored by Hometown Hero, we would be like, I had a blast blasting myself.
Which, I mean, I'm not even sponsored, and I can tell you that I have taken it and blasted myself and had a great time. I'm an honest woman. But I was starting to get a few kind of
blistered.
No, not blistered. My cooter, no.
From blasting it?
No, but bruised it. I've bruised it more than once.
From blasting?
from blasting too hard.
Oh, that's rough.
Mm-hmm.
I bruised it from riding a bike.
Okay, riding a bike. Okay.
I blasted myself. I've never blasted myself riding a bike.
Yeah, I don't know how you would blast yourself while riding a bike.
I don't know. I think if you're horny enough, you can blast yourself with anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I tried with my electric toothbrush as a teenager.
A lot of people have.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty common one.
I think I've never done that. I've never used a vibrator.
Interesting.
I've never used it. I don't know how I would like that.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm a little curious and a little turned off by it, if I'm being honest.
Well, okay.
I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why. Feels like it would annoy me. That's what I think it is. I think I would just be annoyed.
Okay, let's list all the things we've masturbated with.
just my fingers.
Oh, wow. Well, my list is much longer.
Go ahead and get filthy on your aunt's bed right now.
Who wants an animal cracker?
Settle in.
Well, okay. This is just funny. I mean, I should just admit it. In high school, a couple times, I used my mom's vibrator.
I feel like that's a normal thing. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I found it. You know?
I found finders, blasters. Blasters. Keepers.
My mama put a vibrator in for the white elephant at Christmas one year. And then my grandma got it, and my cousin looked at it and was like, this has been open. Mom, did you give Granny a used vibrator?
What?
But my grandma just thought it was a massager. And so she would sit in the living room and just rub it all over her neck. I'd come in to visit, be like, Granny, what you doing? She'd be like, my neck's a little sore. I got out my massager. And she just got a dildo rubbing it all over.
It's a what?
And not a dildo. It's a vibrator.
But did it look
like a big
penis?
One? Like you could. It didn't look exactly like a penis. But I mean, it was cylindrical. How do you say that?
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Nice.
Nice.
Hit that vocab.
So, okay. Your mom's vibrator.
Yes. Oh, yes. I use my mom's vibrator. And I used to really go to town on the bathtub jets.
I've heard jets before.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
And the handheld shower thing.
I've heard that. I've heard just the water fountain going down.
Yeah, that's the one time I've masturbated since I've been here. It was the shower head. I used sat in my mom's handicapped shower chair.
Hey, you're blasting it. Hey, blast it when you can get a chance.
If you got a chance, you got to blast it.
Okay, what else? Go on. Toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
regular vibrator.
I think one time, I remember me and my friend in middle school would both hump different ends of her bedpost.
Oh, I've definitely done that.
Yeah, little bedpost hump. Me and my cousin used to watch Saved by the Bell and hump pillows side by side.
That's gross, but I feel like that's normal.
Okay, that's good.
It's just kids being horny.
Kids being horny.
Yeah, listeners, if y'all got kids and they're in that hump stage, I do not know how you do it.
Yeah, we don't know how you do it, but you know, don't make them feel bad about it. Be like, don't worry, there's this woman named Allie and she's humped everything.
I don't know how, as an adult, like I would be like, hey, don't do that, and just it's normal to do, but don't do it in the living room.
Yes.
How do you have that conversation?
Well, I've had kids, like I've nannied and stuff before. Mm-hmm. And like, I just talk about like, hey, our hands are germy. They have germs on them. So you only explore yourself in the bathtub or something like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So
it's like, meanwhile, you're pissing and shitting in the corner of town hall.
Exactly. I did have a little girl that would walk around and she would just put her hand between her legs and she would just like really go at it as she would walk. And one day I asked her, I was like,
what's up with that?
Yeah, I was like, sweetie, is she called it a VG. I said, does your VG itch? And she goes, no. I was like, oh, okay.
I wonder if
your VG hurt. No.
Well, okay, go ahead.
And then I said, well, could you tell me why you keep doing that? And she was like, oh, it just feels really good. It's like,
okay,
oh,
that's good.
Okay.
Also want to be wary of and aware of like making sure there's no abuse.
Oh, no, no, that was not a thing at all.
No, not with you, but you know.
Oh, just if for our kid. Yeah.
Yeah. I got real nervous.
Oh, no, there was. Oh, did you think I was about to say somebody was abused?
I don't know where it was going to go, to be honest. I'm on pre-workout and I feel jittery.
You're getting nervous. Yeah.
I got to go hammer out some quads today.
You can do it.
I need the Lord's help.
Man, I tell you what, I'm having a good time, but I'm fucking exhausted.
You haven't been able to slam it.
I haven't been able to slam it. My mom, I love her to death, but she just, you know, she's a lot of work. And
Oh, don't I know it?
Don't you know
it? As her partner, I know it. It's hard to keep that woman satiated. Chalk down.
Oh my God, when mama realized you have a girlfriend, just was like, what are you there? They've been cheating on me.
Well, too,
he's been cheating on me.
Your mom then posted that sexy jib jab of herself, and I know it was to make me jealous.
It's not of herself, that was my cousin. Oh. It was my cousin's birthday.
Okay, well, I take it back.
Oh, this was really funny, but okay, and I can say it on here because I know mama doesn't know how to listen. But we were at Wings, which is like the Walmart of the beach of all like beach
supplies. I've heard
of
this. Yes.
Wings. Okay. So, you know, you can get your boogie boards there. You can get
my boogie board broke. I got to fix that, by the way.
Oh,
can you text me? Can you text me to remind myself that?
Yeah.
Can you say, bud, fix your goddamn boogie board and pick up your Lamictal?
Remind me tomorrow at 11 a.m. text ever. Fix your damn boogie board.
And to pick up my Lamictal.
Tomorrow at 11:02, remind me to tell Ever to pick up their fucking Lamictal.
Thank you.
I love that it just puts it in there.
I have so many texts from CBS being like, you have 8 days to pick up your Lamictal. You have 5 days. And I'm like, I'll get it when I get it. I'm over here cross-stitching. Yeah. I don't have time to go pick up my anti-anxiety, anti-seizure pills.
Yeah, you need it, though.
I do need it.
So I found out.
Go ahead.
Like, because I had to go on after the breakup, I had to go on a lot more medicine. Brag. got dumped and medicated. Don't get jealous. but Abilify apparently does cause some weight gain, and I've been trying to figure out like I've been eating better and getting more exercise, and I'm like, so I think it could really be my medicine.
It does. A lot of medicine causes weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
That was
one we brand new we had. We added. I'm on a cocktail of medications.
Okay, you're bragging.
Mm-hmm.
You see this box of animal crackers? Well, guess what? I got one of pills.
I do. I have a huge bucket of pills I brought with me, like a literal bucket, because I was like, I need all my my vitamins.
Your supplements.
Yeah, I need all my stuff. What if I get acid reflux? I need some Tums. What if I can't shit? I need some stool softener. Mm-hmm. You know, what
You're
if I get
that seafood?
Got to take care of my migraines. I need my riboflavin.
You have to have the riboflavin.
You got to have your
and
riboflavin.
And thank goodness you brought all that, because it's not like there's a CVS where you're at.
I mean, there is, but I've already paid for these items. So
I like the way you think. Wait, so y'all are going to beaches?
Yep. We're at Atlantic Beach, and we went out on the beach today. Mama went out on the beach the other day and got her legs in the water. And that was just really amazing because we didn't know if that was something she'd ever be able to do again. You getting horny over there? I'm talking about my mama in a swimsuit.
No, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt such an intimate moment. But your mom was in the was in the beach, in the water?
Yep. We got her a cane. She was able to walk down to the beach. And
wow,
I was able to bandage her up good enough to where she could be down there for a while. It was great.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now we're excited tomorrow to go to Shackleford and see the ponies and be on that beach.
Your mom needed this.
She really did. It's like, and she's so the big things she said, like her bucket list things was to be able to go to the beach again. Check. And to go on a boat again. That's going to be checked off tomorrow. Daughter of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter of the year.
Favorite kid.
I'm everybody's favorite.
Now that feels good.
Yeah, it does. My daddy.
Yeah.
We were sitting out on the porch listening to gospel music. And
he hasn't missed a day of church yet, right?
He has not. No, he said he only missed. Yeah, I think he said, I've not missed a single day of church, as though he was going to get the attendance award or something.
He's making up for lost time.
I told you he called a meeting with the preacher when he started at this new church and said he would really like to be a member of this church, but he needed him to know that he drinks beer and he has no intention on quitting. When he said he was telling me how liberal his church is and like that they allow gay marriage and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's great.
I mean, it is kind of a big deal in the South.
Yeah. And when he said, I called a meeting with the preacher, I thought he was about to say, and I was going to tell him my daughter's gay. And like, if this isn't.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice moment.
And that's what I thought, we were about to have a really nice moment. And then he goes, and I said, I drank beer and I have no intention of quitting. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, nice.
All right.
What are your plans this weekend, bud?
Sewing. I have some more sewing to do for Dyke Stitch. Workout.
Mm-hmm.
I have a show Saturday night and then I have the beach on Sunday. So I've been getting ready. And nice. I need to go to Joanne's. I got this thing that's supposed to help you embroider a little bit faster, and it's supposed to help your fingers. And
well, we already know you're a professional with your fingers.
Thank you so much. And it broke as soon as I took it out of the package. I was like, fucked it up.
Fuck you, Joanne.
So I got to go back to Joanne, and I'm working on my designs and my hats and
awesome.
Buying a few more hats.
Cool.
Selling those. Yeah. So I think we talked about the Patreon, right?
Yeah. We talked about Dyke Stitch on the Patreon.
So I'm doing this thing now. It's on Instagram. It's called Dyke Stitch, where I'm upcycle, and less noted, like the hats are going to be new, like scarves. When I start doing scarves, socks, boxers, those will all be new. Maybe okay. I'll make some Dyke undies. It's all hand stitched. It's all hand embroidered. And, it just says like Dyke Stitch. No, it doesn't say Dyke Stitch. Dykes. I'll probably do some Butch Dyke stuff, Femme Dykes, any kind of Dykes. Behind me, there's a Western shirt. I'll put the video up on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I hand stitched a replica of the Gay Liberation Foundation in the 1960s, one of their fundraiser dances.
Cool.
So I kept like the original handwriting and sewed over it.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's really cool.
Thank you, man. It feels good to meditate and be creative, and it helps. It's a great focus tool.
Yeah.
Because you have to pay attention.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that, you know, do whatever I want. I'm a grown adult. I might take some more pre-workout
and just stitch
and just fucking stitch. I feel like the glaze went. I feel like my eyes are back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah. You're back.
I'm
good
back.
To see you.
That was weird, right?
It was. I was like, what is up?
Man, maybe I should take some. Do you think that means my pre-workout is done?
I don't know. How do you feel?
kind of normal, but a little weird.
Hmm.
I better not take any more.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be good. It might give you heart palpitations.
I've had heart palpitations. I've had heart palpitations before. Yeah. And those are no joke.
No fun.
No fun. What are y'all doing tomorrow? Or tomorrow's Pony Island.
Tomorrow's Pony Island. And then Sunday, we're going to be here most of the day. And then we're going home. But Aunt Mandy really wants to stop in New Bern to check the clearance at the TJ Maxx in New Bern.
That's great. So there are, okay, so I think that's the Gate Southern Icon. The cities with the good outlets and the cities with the good TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross combos.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know what I'm talking about.
Shout out New Bern, North Carolina.
Shout out. Carolina is getting a lot of shout outs. You know what I also just realized and remembered? What? I'm not paying attention at all to this Trump indictment. You could ask me right now what's going on. I would have no idea.
I don't know shit about it.
And
it's happening currently. I didn't even know it was currently happening, to be honest.
It's currently happening.
How many times have you been indicted now?
Couple.
Yeah.
Couple a lot. Well, that, see, that's what I don't know.
Junior over at the garage is going to be disappointed because he's, you know, reelect. He's got his flag up.
A lot of people, it's weird to like walk past in LA, but people got it.
It was weird. I have awesome shirt that one of our listeners made that brought it to a show last year, and it says "Say Gay" on it. And I brought that shirt, and I'll be honest, I just haven't felt comfortable enough to wear it here.
See, that's how I felt about my Y'all Gay shirt in Texas.
Yeah.
So to those that are out and proud in Texas and the South, we
and wearing our shirts, salute you.
But I have been trying to make a more conscious effort of wearing my Butch Dyke shirt.
Yeah.
In Texas. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear my Butch Daddy shirt.
Do it.
At the gym. Actually, I'm not because I already stink.
Yes, Daddy.
Butch Daddy. But yeah, it is scary. Especially now. It's all riled up. It's nasty. That Colorado web designer. They were like, yeah, he can discriminate. He can discriminate.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. It made me really sad. Like at dinner tonight, Woody said,
he needs more gay friends.
Well, he has lesbian friends. He's happy with that.
Okay.
But he said, you couldn't catch me, dead or being around a child here. And I was like, because he was such a big part of my childhood and just so much fun. He's just like, yeah, people are so weird. Like I would feel nervous to even
talk to a child
or anything. You do?
You know this situation with my...
Oh, with them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you just meant in general, you don't feel comfortable talking to children.
Like, it's just sad. And it's like... what they've already insinuated about gay people and what they already believe about gay people is really heartbreaking. And that's why we don't talk. That's why we haven't talked in 3 years. But to know that these, and to feel that these are the type of people, even though their family would say shit like that.
Yeah. It's just like back, like, you know, people, if you're gay, you're a pervert. And that's just so fucked and not true.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know even, what? I want to wear more say. I want to say gay shirt.
Yeah.
Stay?
Say gay.
Oh, I like that.
Because Florida and them were like saying, don't say gay.
Yeah,
I'm
going to wear a say gay shirt.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm going to wear it on the fucking plane to Texas.
Yeah, I don't. And I apologize.
Fuck the Alamo. Fuck the Alamo.
I don't remember who gave me that shirt, but please message us. And we'll share your stuff because I know that you make and sell those and they're really cool.
But probably
not what?
I was trying to make a callback to the joke about Mary, the financial advisor.
Oh.
In your friendship with them. I was like, but probably not as good as my stuff, right? I want to see their stuff. I want to buy their stuff and support them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but that just broke my heart. And then it made me upset because it reminded me of my piece of shit sister when.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with her?
Twice when I've gotten nanny jobs, she'll ask me, like, one of the first things she asks, she'll ask me the race of the family, which I'm like, why does that have right. anything to do with anything? And will ask me, well, do they know you're gay? And
it's like,
I'm always
does
like,
it fucking matter?
But also, yeah, they do know I'm gay. And it's like, and they're like, and she was like, well, that's cool. They still let you nanny.
It's fucked up.
Isn't that so fucked up?
That's really fucked up.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm a great nanny.
And you're a drunk. And I can say that.
My sister is a drunk.
Your sister is a drunk. And she's mean.
And I have not talked to her since I've been here. And my dad says he doesn't blame me. Nobody blames me for not talking to her. And I know she knows I'm at the beach with my mom and my aunt right now. And she's blocked on my phone. So she was calling their phones the other day and they both declined.
Oh, because she was trying to start some shit then.
Oh, yeah. Maybe her trip. Like, why is Allison not talking to me or something?
Man, alcoholism.
It's sad, man.
It is sad.
But you know what? As someone in, you know, who has gotten sober from alcohol, like, it is possible. And I now know, like, to say, oh, I treated somebody like shit, but I was really drunk. Like, but I was really drunk is not an excuse. And it's not okay. And it's not a reason to be hateful. And I ain't dealing with it anymore.
Good for you setting those boundaries and keeping
Thank you,
those
friend.
Boundaries.
Thank you, friend.
It's hard to do that, and especially really hard to do with family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. I love you, man.
I love you too, man.
Listeners, if you're a millionaire or if you're really good at social media, as you've heard from the beginning, we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah, does anybody want to be our social media intern? We'll sign whatever paper you need us to for you to get college credit.
Is that a real thing?
I think that is a real thing.
Colleges are tricky, man.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
And we'll give you like free merch.
Yeah, we'll give you some free merch, man. We're I just got some more side. Magnets in. I got so these magnets I just got for to sell on my tour. Are they just say y'all gay with Allie and Ever? They don't have the picture on them, mm-hmm. but it's like so the y'all gay's bigger. I really like them.
Oh, send me a pic. I want some.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe I make some holographic ones. Man, listen, y'all, we appreciate your support and your love and your reposts and your shares and your comments. And we love seeing all the conversations on Discord. If you're new to the Patreon, again, like, please, if you haven't gotten your merch yet, DM us, let us know.
If it's been the amount of time. So right. if you've been a patron for 3 months and have not received merch, you can let us know. But I've been very on top
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, Allie's been shipping it out. But, you know, too, like, if you're new to the Patreon and you haven't signed up for the Discord, like sign up, get involved, like start chatting. We want to build a community and we want to build, you know, friendships. And it's really cool to see people share their stories and, mm-hmm. and just hang out. And I love it. Love feeling connected with all of y'all. I hope you're having a great week. I hope wherever you're listening to this, I hope you're at an office. And I hope it's full volume. And I hope that, if you work with a coworker who keeps using the phrase done and dusted, I hope maybe she works from home for the rest of the week and you don't have Definitely. To hear her talking, saying done and dusted over and over for the thousandth time. I had to deal with that today. And listeners, I hope Clay Aiken blesses you with an easy week. And if it's rough, listeners, I hope you know that Clay Aiken is with you and that mm-hmm. the week won't always be rough and to help you persevere. And to help you acknowledge it's just a rough moment and it ain't always like this. And if you're in a dark place, please reach out for help. You have people that love you.
Yes, you do. We love you and you're gay and we love that about you. I have two Southern gay icons.
Okay.
One, Woody. Woody is a Southern gay icon, man. He's killing it. Number two, Dukes. Has to be Dukes.
Mayo. Haven't we already talked about Dukes Mayo?
I think we have talked about it before, but I had some today, and I was like, man, I took a picture with it and everything.
I told you.
It's got to be Dukes.
Baby D introduced me to Dukes. First time we hung out, Baby D made these incredible hamburgers, and I usually don't like mayo. I said, what is this on here? And D was like, it's Dukes. I have Dukes merchandise.
Nice.
I go through Dukes.
Yeah, but you're in the South, and there's mayo in your fridge. It's got to
better
be Dukes.
And even like, because they sell it in California.
Mm-hmm.
Dukes mayo.
You got to do it.
We want to be sponsored by Dukes.
I would love to be. That would be very on brand for us to be sponsored by mayonnaise.
That one really got me today. It would really be on brand if we got sponsored by mayonnaise. You're right.
Yeah.
Not just any mayonnaise, Dukes. Hellman's, get the fuck out of my face. Dukes, it's creamy. It's buttery.
Yeah.
It's got a better consistency.
It really does.
It's like a layered flavor. It actually has a flavor. It's not just a mush.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Could you imagine deviled eggs or an egg salad with Dukes?
I bet that's what I'm doing next time I make deviled eggs. I'm doing it with Dukes. Good point. Great point.
Tuna fish salad, chicken salad.
I don't like tuna fish.
It's been a minute for me too. BLT. Wait till you have a BLT with Dukes.
Oh, you're gonna be thanking us, y'all. I was on the beach today and Bradley called me. And he answered the phone, and I was like, hello. And he goes, what's up, cow face?
Ha! Damn.
And he dies laughing. He said, no, cow face? Like, okay, I've heard of calling somebody a cow before, but not a cow face. And I was like, damn, Brad. I was like,
what's that mean?
Call me and start talking shit immediately. He was like, yeah, I am, girl. I'm talking shit. And then his mom screaming in the background, Bradley, I told you, we do not call people cow face.
Oh, yeah, Bradley, rock on,
I'm like,
man.
I don't mind. It's pretty funny.
Pretty fucking funny. Well, Gay Watts, thank you so much again for listening. We love you. I'm Ever Maynard.
I'm Allie Clayton.
Stay gay.
Y'all are gay.
Hey y'all, the tea is crystal queer, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'allgay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'allgay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'allgay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.